A publishing executive once sat in his corner office, commanding an empire of best-selling books, yet realized something startling. The gatekeepers were disappearing. The traditional path to influence, convincing publishers, editors, and distributors to amplify your message, was crumbling. Meanwhile, a teenager with a smartphone could reach millions overnight. This paradox haunted Michael Hyatt until he discovered a liberating truth. In the digital age, you don't need permission to build an audience. You need a platform. His journey from corporate executive to digital influencer revealed a blueprint that has since transformed how thousands approach visibility. The question isn't whether you have something valuable to share, it's whether you're willing to build the stage from which to share it. Before worrying about followers or algorithms, ask yourself, would you buy what you're selling? When Steve Jobs unveiled the iPhone in 2007, his genuine excitement was palpable. He wasn't performing enthusiasm, he loved the product. That authenticity made all the difference. While competitors claimed the phone market was saturated, Apple reimagined what a phone could be by starting with the dream rather than existing technology. Consider Blake Mycoskie's Tom's Shoes. After witnessing barefoot children in Argentina, he created a one-for-one model. Every purchase provides shoes to a child in need. A Kenyan teacher observed children so thrilled with their first-ever shoes that they couldn't sleep. That's a wow experience. Surprise, resonance, and transcendence combined. Every remarkable product exceeds expectations dramatically, creates anticipation, touches hearts deeply, and connects to something greater. Five obstacles derail excellence. Time pressure forces corner cutting, insufficient resources excuse mediocrity, lack of experience creates uncertainty, committee compromise waters down bold visions, and fear paralyzes decision making. The first meeting brims with possibility. By the second, reality intrudes: budgets, timelines, stakeholder concerns. At this critical juncture, you decide: stand for the vision or drift with the current. Finding courage requires committing not to sell out, reconnecting with your original vision, and stubbornly pursuing excellence. Mediocrity happens naturally. It's the default. Creating wow demands intentional effort. Naming matters profoundly. Great titles make a promise, create intrigue, identify a need, or state content. The 4-hour body does all four, promising efficiency while sparking curiosity. Visual presentation is equally crucial. Nothing costs more than cheap design. Give designers creative freedom initially, then request multiple comprehensive layouts. Ensure design metaphors connect obviously. Simple elegance beats complexity. Design should amplify, never compete with your message. Master 5 personal branding essentials before launching. Use a professional email address with your own domain. AOL and Yahoo signal you're outdated. Create a balanced email signature without clutter. Invest in quality business cards conveying essential information with style. Develop a website that creates powerful first impressions, your single most important branding tool. Maintain consistent branding across social media with the same logo, color palette, and fonts. Compelling product plus thoughtful packaging equals a powerful first impression that opens doors. You can't build a platform alone. Like a race car driver needs a pit crew, you need a team. Administrative support, management, agents, content collaborators, publishers. They provide access to contacts you lack, leverage maximizing your impact, and freedom to focus on what only you can do. Before assembling this team, take personal responsibility for your platform's success. No one knows your product better, no one is more passionate, no one has more at stake, and no one will do it if you don't. Your mental attitude matters enormously. As children, we're told we can do anything, but as adults, we're taught to be realistic. To overcome this internal naysayer, write down dreams to transform them into goals. Connect emotionally with what's at stake. Outline what must be true to achieve your vision, determine actionable steps, set deadlines, and review goals daily. You can either accept reality as it is or create it as you wish it to be. A solid social media strategy has 3 components: your home base, a digital property you own and control, typically a blog or website where loyal fans gather and you direct all traffic. Your embassies, platforms like Facebook or Twitter, where you engage in conversations. Your outposts, places you monitor using tools like Hootsuite, listening to conversations about you and your topics. Your blog is your home base heart. Before starting, ask, can you generate high-quality content at least 3 times weekly? Will your content attract a loyal, growing audience? Authenticity matters profoundly. When a CEO asked who ghostwrites blog posts, the response was shocking. I write every word myself. When the executive claimed he couldn't find time, the blunt advice was, then you shouldn't do it at all. Social media only works if communication is personal, authentic, and immediate. Effective blog posts follow a template: compelling lead paragraph, relevant image, personal experience, scannable main body using bullets and lists, and discussion question. Keep posts around 500 words with short paragraphs and simple language. Your about page is critical. Write conversationally in first person, start with reader priorities rather than your bio, explain your blog's theme, include subscription calls to action, and make contact information easily accessible. Marketing is dead. Tribe building is the new marketing, participating in dialogue rather than shouting in crowded marketplaces. A tribe connects people to one another, a leader, and an idea. Build your tribe through quality blog content and strategic visibility. Boost traffic with faster themes, frequent posting, shorter posts with shorter paragraphs, improved SEO, and active comment engagement. Prioritize subscribers over traffic. These hardcore followers recruit other readers, creating multiplication rather than addition. Email subscriptions are more personal, provide control, enable two-way communication, and allow tracking. Don't neglect archived posts. They can generate 30-40% of total traffic. Identify popular posts using analytics, update them for relevance, and schedule social media promotion using automated systems. Guest posting can grow your platform dramatically. Some bloggers expand readership more in 6 months of guest posting than in 6 years prior. It introduces you to new communities and spreads your ideas. The free revolution has shaped consumers to expect free content. Offer free ebooks for subscriptions, products to bloggers for reviews, or free events where you sell products. Generosity builds trust, the foundation of every lasting platform. Building a platform can feel like Tony Robbins' firewalk over 1,000-degree coals. Despite fear, participants succeeded, creating a powerful metaphor for facing platform challenges: criticism, technology, exposure, and the unknown. The digital landscape seems daunting with constant evolution, changing algorithms, emerging formats like TikTok and podcasting, yet successful builders started simply. Pat Flynn with a basic architecture exam study website that grew into a multi-million dollar platform. Marie Forleo with YouTube videos filmed in her living room. The secret lies in progression, not perfection. Master one channel before branching out. Document your journey, share learnings, and build connections with early followers who become your most loyal advocates. In today's landscape, having a platform isn't optional, it's essential. With over 600 million blogs worldwide and 2 billion daily active social media users, standing out requires strategic presence, building. Whether launching a book, building a personal brand, or influencing your industry, your platform serves as the foundation. The key elements: creating remarkable products, effective packaging, establishing a digital home base, leveraging social media, and authentic engagement can be learned systematically. The only question? Will you take that first step today, or let fear keep your voice unheard?